Before we start, I want to talk about how all of our feelings are perfect messages. Absolutely perfect messages that, as soon as we understand them, are no longer crappy feelings. They're gone instantly. They are no longer crappy feelings as soon as we know what it is that we have to know or do. This quiet mind lesson is specially designed to help you solve whatever problem you have with your horse. And solving that problem will help you get whatever you and your horse are looking for from each other. You already know from all the other work that you've done with your horse that whatever feelings that come up are not necessarily yours. So keep your mind open to the possibility that some messages that come up may have something to know or do for or about someone else. And every problem is just an opportunity for a closer bond with your horse. So right now, think of a problem opportunity with your horse that you might like to work on. Maybe it's just something that's recurring a little bit more often than you would like. It can be a training issue or a health issue, whatever you want. And while you're thinking about it, just check that it feels good to work on. And if it doesn't feel good to work on, and it's something really big anyway, then take the opportunity to come in and contact me. I'm quite excited about this lesson. You know the drill by now. Like all of our other quiet minds, we're going to be working in a place of comfortable growth today. So if at any time you don't feel comfortable, just pull back gently and keep breathing with us and enjoy the peacefulness, and know that you can download and replay this audio and do this exercise any other day that you choose. For those of you who are feeling quite skilled at these quiet mind processes, then just make this an opportunity to take that quiet mind deeper and even more relaxing and even more effective than it ever has been. Use it to anchor your listening inside feelings deeply and effectively. Notice whether you're breathing through your nose or your mouth. Now breathe a little harder so as to make a bit of a noise as you breathe in and out. And while you do that again, notice where you can first feel the air as it comes in. And then notice where you can last feel the air as your breath goes out. Now notice how far the breath comes in and how far down your throat can you feel that air. Notice what parts of your body move as you're breathing. Can you feel your chest move in and out with your breath? Can you feel your arms lifting up on your in-breath and sinking down on the out? Can you feel a movement in your stomach? Does it come in and out with your breath? What about in your back? Can you feel the movement of the breath in your back? Can you feel the ribs flexing in and out as you breathe? Can you feel your ribs flexing out and then in as you breathe? And when you do that, can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back? stay there for a moment and notice the expansion of your ribs in your back. Breathing in and out, expanding your ribs in your back. Because as you already know, that is such an important movement for a rider. Tracking your breath as it moves deeper, deeper through your throat and towards your lungs. Now see if you can feel your heartbeat behind your breath. And if you can't quite feel that yet, then just imagine that you can. And enjoy that for a minute. Feel for your heartbeat. Notice that feeling that you have right now. Notice that feeling of listening inside yourself. Feel the energy moving as you notice everything about that feeling of listening inside yourself. Now notice the feeling in your eyes as you are listening inside yourself. You've probably got a little frown on your face, but I want you to screw your eyes up and frown harder and look harder and kind of squinty on purpose. As you look around your body, noticing everything about your breathing. And feel what that's like. Feel what's that like as you squint, as you look around your body, as you look hard. Not so cool, hey? Now soften your eyes. The kind of a look that you give a newborn baby or a special foal or a fluffy kitten or a favorite dog. Soft eyes. Keep breathing. Soften your eyes a little bit more even. And if you can feel a little squint happening in your eyes, you can just gently tap between your eyebrows. Gently, 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 gently. Just to trigger a softer eye. You can take your peripheral vision out and that'll soften your eye. Anchor everything. Anchor this feeling of noticing everything inside yourself with soft eyes. Soften them again. Let that go. Every time you feel a little squint, every time you feel a little hardness in your eyes, soften your eyes and smile. And pay gentle attention to your breathing, to everything about your breathing as you have these beautiful soft eyes. And notice everything about these soft eyes so that you can find this place easily and quickly whenever you're with your horse. Yeah, that's a cool technique you're going to take out to your horse next time. Now think about that problem, stroke opportunity, that you decided to work on. Oh, there goes the eyes squinting up. Soften your eyes. Breathing and soften your eyes. Do the look. As you notice whatever feelings or discomfort or tension or energy changes or even pain that comes up in your body, when you think about that problem, that is really an opportunity. Pay gentle attention to that feeling with those beautiful soft eyes. Knowing that whatever it is that has come up, it is a perfect message. And soften your eyes so that you can really get the full and completeness of this perfect message. Breathing, soft eyes, even if your eyes are closed, take your sight out to your peripheral vision if you can. And make the look. Look at this perfect message and pay gentle attention to whatever's going on in your body. Just needed to do a little stretch as I was paying attention to what was going on in my body. That's it. Breathing and soft, gooey eyes going. With a gentle smile and paying gentle attention to anything else that comes up. Now come back slowly, holding as much of that awareness as is appropriate for us today. And keep your soft eyes as you come back slowly and gently into the room. Yawn and a stretch. Oh my goodness. Come back to this audio whenever you need a bit of a boost with some extra ideas or some more insight to solve whatever's going on. because sometimes understanding and insight comes in layers.